Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
All right. Now, before we begin, I want to ask you, Sam, have you ever been in an unhealthy relationship?
Unhealthy relationship.
And remember, it doesn't have to be like, oh, a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Relationships can be between family members or friends or something like that.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school. Like, there was... Like, you know...
Bad friends.
Yeah. And they're, like, asking me to skip the classes or something. Yeah. But, they turned out all right. So, luckily...
they're okay. Yeah. They're still your friends now?
Yeah, they're still my friends
okay. now. Okay. Maybe, I think that's actually a healthy relationship where, you know, you guys probably did a lot of things together.
Yes.
But maybe in, like, your parents' eyes, the things that you were doing were not good. It probably wasn't an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah. So what do you mean by unhealthy?
Like, maybe it could be...
Like, abusive.
Emotional abuse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens to people sometimes where maybe this friend or this person is very toxic for you and they're not helping you become a better person. Maybe something along the lines of that. Where you emotionally don't feel good. But
okay, so what are we talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about what makes a healthy relationship today.
Okay.
So we can take a look at that topic, discuss a little bit, and then also try to find ways to help you guys translate these sentences. So let's take a look. All right, so let's take a look at part A, single sentences. So let's read the sentence in Chinese first, and then we can look at the English together.
OK, 马上来看到我们今天要翻译的第一个单句翻译了。一段健康的人际关系呢，是以相互尊重，而不是以权力和控制为基础。
All right. In English, this is a healthy relationship is based on mutual respect rather than power and control. Okay, so we were talking about what makes a healthy or unhealthy relationship. And here it says a healthy relationship is based on mutual respect rather than power and control. Let's take a look at the phrase to be based on or be based upon. When you base something on ideas or facts, you use these ideas or facts to develop a new thought or idea of your own. Okay, so for example, science reports are based on facts. So because certain things happen in nature, we can create a new idea or a new thought based on that. Now, here we can say, we can take a look at the grammar point. We can base A on B, or you can say base A upon B. So you can say on B or upon B. Or you can use it like this as well. A, be based on, so we use a be verb, be based on or based upon B. Now, we can also use according to as well. We can also say according to blah, 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 blah.
OK, 所以呢我们刚才句子里面有看到怎么样为基础呢我们就可以用 be based on or be based upon 或者是呢直接把它用主动的方式 base A on B 这样呢表示为基础那另外呢我们看到了而不是在句子里面有而不是的这个用法呢而不是在我们的例句里面呢我们是使用了对等连接词 rather than OK, 前后呢注意到它要连接两个对等的结构因为呢我们的 rather than 是一个连接词比方说呢像是时代相同的这个名词片语、动词片语或者是形容词等等。我们举个例子了 Pat prefers to drink tea rather than coffee in the mornings. OK, 派特呢早上偏好喝茶而不是喝咖啡。那一样的用法呢你可以用介系词片语 instead of. OK, 它呢也是而不是的意思。注意到呢它是一个介系词片语了所以呢我们后面必须要接上的是名词或者是呢动名词。
All right, so they said that a healthy relationship is based on mutual respect rather than or instead of power and control. Now, here, mutual respect, when we talk about when something is mutual, it means that it is shared between two or more people. Now, when you have mutual respect, it means that two or more people both share respect for each other.Now, we can also say things like mutual understanding. That means two people understand the same or have an understanding of the same thing. We can also have mutual friends. Two people have the same group of friends or the same people as friends. We can also say mutual interest. So when something is mutual, it means that these two things or some things are shared between two or more people. So yeah, I think that's quite true. If you want to have a healthy relationship, you need to respect each other instead of trying to force the other person to like you, to control them. Yes, that would turn into an unhealthy relationship. So that's not very good. All right, so shall we move on to the next sentence?
好，马上呢来看到我们的第二个单句翻译了。他说呢，在一段关系中的双方都不应该诉诸于威胁或暴力来控制对方。
It says, neither person in a relationship should resort to threats or violence to control the other. So, yeah, I agree. You're not supposed to, you know...hit somebody in order for them to do what you want to do. That's not very good. So if you want someone to do something, please ask them nicely. Do not hit them or do not resort to violence. Yeah. Okay? We will look at the word resort later, but let's first take a look at neither. Neither is another way for you to pronounce it. Both are fine. So neither or neither, these two ways of pronouncing the word is okay. So neither means not this,And not that. So we can also use none as well. So, but none is usually, we use this when we talk about three or more people. So if it's just between two people, we use neither. If it's more than that, we say none. Okay, so you can use neither or none depending on how many people you're talking about.
OK, 所以呢刚刚 Tiffany 是解释了 neither 这个字你也可以用 neither。OK, 它的意思呢就是两个都不是的时候我们就可以用 neither。那如果两个以上都不是我们可以用 none, 没有。那呢在后面呢我们看到了它诉诸于什么样的手段。OK, 诉诸于什么样的手段我们可以用动词片语 resort to。OK, 注意到呢这个 to 后面呢我们是加上名词或者是呢 ving 动名词。那呢他就表示诉诸什么样的手段或是求助于什么样的人。那注意到呢他含有不得已的负面含义，就是我不得不才去做了这样子的手段。OK, 比方说呢我们可以说 a resort to force, 或者是 a resort to law, 诉诸于武力，诉诸于法律等等的。OK, 我们呢可以看个例子哦。Some athletes have resorted to using performance enhancing drugs to win competitions. OK, 有一些运动员呢诉诸于增强性能的药物来赢得比赛。那 resort 这个字呢也可以当成名词来使用了，它呢就表示我们诉诸或采取的这个办法。 OK, 常见的用法呢我们可以看到这个片语 as a last resort, 作为最后的手段。 As a last resort, Alice asked her parents to lend her some money to pay off her debts.
Oh yeah, so that means that she doesn't really want to ask her parents for money, but then she reallyhas no choice. Everything else she has done is not really working, so as a last resort, she has to ask her parents for some money. All right? Okay, so yeah, we should not force people to do things in a relationship.
No. And
remember, again, relationships doesn't have to be between boyfriend or girlfriend. It can always be, it can also be between friends or family members or between any two people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with part B.All right, so part B again, we're going to take a look at some sentences and then we can take a look at the first one in Chinese.
OK, 当我们呢提到中秋节，在台湾的大多数人呢将烤肉视为庆祝活动的重要一部分。
It says, when it comes to the Mid-Autumn Festival, or we can also call it the Moon Festival,、
mm-hmm.
most people in Taiwan consider...a barbecue to be an essential part of the celebrations.
Yes.
That's right. Every time when you think about Moon Festival or Mid-Autumn Festival, you think of barbecue. And then barbecue and barbecue.
Yes.
Right? And mooncakes. If you like sweets. So yeah, every time we think about that, we think about barbecues. Okay, so that's why here in the beginning of the sentence we use when it comes to. Okay, when it comes to a noun or when it comes to doing something, it means that you identify to a specific topic that is being talked about. So we use this to kind of point out a specific topic. And here, as we can see, we want to talk about the Mid-Autumn Festival. So we can use this grammar point. We can say when it comes to a noun okay, or when it comes to doing something. So, for example, I can say, when it comes to sports, I prefer watching soccer to any others. Okay, we can also use speaking of as well. So speaking of this noun or speaking of this verb in the ing form, we can say that too. So speaking of vacations, I'm hoping to go to Cambodia early next year.
I would like to go to Cambodia as
well. Me too. Let's go together.
OK, 所以呢我们看到当提到什么东西我们可以说 when it comes to, 或者是呢 speaking of. 注意到呢 when it comes to 后面呢我们是加上名词或是动名词了。那例句里面呢我们另外看到了将 A 视为 B。OK, 将 A 视为 B 的用法呢这个视为呢我们使用的是 consider 这个动词。那常见用法要什么样呢我们可以搭配 to be。OK, 我们可以用 consider something to be, 或者是呢 think,A to be B, OK, 这边呢 to be 呢其实是可以省略的，比方说呢我们可以说 Taiwanese people consider the puppet master 黄海岱 to be a national treasure, OK, 我们这边的 to be 是可以省略的。那呢将 A 视为 B 呢，除了我们刚刚讲的 consider 或者是 think 什么东西 to be另外一个东西之外呢，我们呢也可以看到搭配 S 的用法呢，我们通常看到的是 regard, OK, regard AS B 将 A 视为 B, 比方说呢 I regard him as my brother, 啊，我把他呢当作兄弟一样看待。
Mm-hmm. All right, so next, let's take a look at our next sentence. It says,
在这天呢还有很多的庆祝方法哦，包括吃月饼和欣赏满月的美。
In English, it says, there are many more ways to celebrate on this day, including eating mooncakes and appreciating the beauty of the full moon. So,We don't always have to have a barbecue, but we can also eat mooncakes if you like desserts, if you like sweets, and you can also appreciate the full moon. So that's why it's called the Mid-Autumn Festival, or the Moon Festival.
Not barbecue festival.
Yes.
OK, 所以呢看到我们这个句子了，我们这个句子呢注意到它的时态哦，它是用现在简单式，因为呢我们是在说明一个事实哦，庆祝中秋节还有其他的方法。那看到了我们句子中间我们看到包括怎么样，包括我们就可以用 include 这个动词。那 include 呢它常见的用法有几个，在我们的例句里面呢我们是使用了前面是一个子句哦，一个主词加动词，逗号后面呢我们是用 including, OK, including 后面注意到呢我们加上的是名词，或者像这边我们是加上动名词 including eating mooncakes, OK, 包括吃月饼这件事情。除此之外呢我们可以有这个前面一个主词，后面呢我们可以用什么东西 included, OK,也是一样的用法，或者是呢我们可以用这个形容词的用法 inclusive of something, OK, 一样是加上名词。举个例子了， All the employees have to come to work on the makeup day, managers included, OK, 你也可以说 including managers, OK, 一样的意思。
Oh man, I don't like to do makeup days at work.
No.
All right, well, if the manager is coming, then there's nothing you have to do. If he's included, then we all gotta go. All right, so they said that there are many more ways to celebrate, including eating mooncakes and, of course, appreciating the beauty of the full moon. Now, when we appreciate someone, it means to understand how important or we understand the worth of something or someone. We can also use the word admire as well. So instead of saying appreciating the beauty of the full moon, we can replace it with admiring the beauty of the full moon. Now, to admire means that you look at something, you think about, wow, how beautiful it is or how amazing it is. So we could take a look at a sample sentence. We can say, as the visitors walked around the art gallery, they admired the beautiful pictures on the wall. Okay, or you can also say take it in or take something in. So it means you spend time looking at something. So, for example, I can use Jessica sat in the window seat of the train, taking in the views of the countryside as it sped by. So in this sentence, we could say taking in the beauty of the full moon is also fine as well.
OK, 表示呢欣赏哦，我们刚刚呢就说了，比方说你可以用 appreciate 或者是呢 admire, OK, 这些动词呢都有欣赏的意思，但这两个意思呢其实是有一点点不同哦。 appreciate 呢通常呢是表示因为了解某个人的价值或重要性而赏识，那 admire 呢则是对某人的行为产生了崇拜哦，欣赏，它呢比较有钦佩的意思，所以两个呢是有一些些的不同。
I do like the Moon Festival because not only do you get to have barbecue and you can enjoy the night nice cooler weather, we also get a day off, right?
Yes.
We get a long weekend.
Yeah, that's the best part.
That is the best part. An extra day off.
Yes.
All right, so that's the end of Part B. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with Part C. Hey, Sam, have you ever heard of hygge?
Hygge? What is that? Is that even English?
No, it's not. It's actually Danish.
Oh, okay.
Or Norwegian, I think. Anyways, it's a Scandinavian word, and it means to enjoy a comfortable or cozy day by yourself. Or it's like to live a very comfy, comfortable lifestyle, and you can create like a warm atmosphere and enjoy the good things in life. It's actually very, very popular nowadays to live this kind of lifestyle.
So it sounds like I should do like a hygge at work, you know, create the comfort
bring
zone in my
bed
cubicle.
In.
Yeah.
Bring your bed in, bring all the
snacks,
all
yeah,
the
drinks.
Snacks or pillows. You know, actually, we're going to look at another kind of lifestyle or concept, and it also comes from people who live in Scandinavia. So in Scandinavia, these are countries like Finland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark. It's the northern part of Europe.
Okay, 所以呢，今天我们在这个 Part C 呢，我们这个段落翻译里面呢，就要看一下这个斯堪的纳维亚，就是来自北欧的，像是我们这个挪威啊、瑞典、芬兰等这些国家，在那边的一个 lifestyle， 一个生活形态。
All right, so this lifestyle, okay, Scandinavian is not very good. It's called friluftsliv. It's a Scandinavian concept that means open-air living, and it refers to all kinds of outdoor activities, and it is a big part of life for people from that area. So a big part of life for people from Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland.
Okay, outdoors, so it's probably not for me.
It might not be the right lifestyle for you. But I would kind of imagine that, you know, living in that place that they should actually enjoy the great outdoors because they have a lot of beautiful scenery there. And if I were them, I would totally take advantage of that.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Maybe it's too cold for me.
You can go during the summertime and the summer should be fine.
Yes. Okay.
All right. But here we have a sentence that we need to translate. Let's take a look.
好，马上能看到我们第一个要翻译的句子了。他说呢，每当他们有机会，有些人呢践行穿越当地的森林，而有些人呢去露营或钓鱼。
So for example, it says some people take hikes through local forests, while others go camping or fishing whenever they get the chance. So yeah, that's a wonderful life, right? To think about all the things you can do and all the beautiful things that you can see. Okay, so here they use some people. Some is to talk about maybe three or more people, and we can also use others or the others as well. So that's why we can start this sentence off by saying some people. We use others to talk about that group of people too. So here in this beginning of the sentence, we use some. But in the middle of the sentence, you see that we also use others. Okay, so we're talking about one group of people here and another group of people in the other part of the sentence. So we can also say some of the passengers on the bus paid by Easy Card, the others paid with cash. So we're talking about two different, we're talking about passengers, but we're talking about one group of passengers that paid by Easy Card and the other that paid with cash.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到有一些怎么样，我们可以用 some. Okay, 你可以呢 of 后面呢再加上这个群组，这个 group 里面的某一些人呢是这样做。那其他人呢，我们就可以用 the others 或者是 others。那句子里面呢，我们看到最开头他说，每当他们有机会，每当怎么样，每一次怎么样呢，我们就可以使用 whenever 的句型。那除 whenever 之外呢，你也可以用 every time 或者是呢 each time 每一次都怎么样。我们看个例子了，他说呢 ，every time I come to this restaurant, I have the chocolate brownie for dessert. It's delicious. 我每次来这家餐厅的时候呢，都会点他们的巧克力布朗尼作为甜点哦，它非常的好吃。那除了呢，我们刚刚讲的 whenever 或者是呢 every time 每一次我都会怎么样，我们呢也可以使用双重否定。OK， 用双重否定就是呢一样可以表示这个每次必怎么样的这个句型来替换哦。比方说呢，可以说 I never come to this restaurant without having the chocolate brownie for dessert. OK， 我没有一次来这家店的时候呢没有吃这个巧克力布朗尼。OK， 否定双重否定就变成肯定。
Well, that sounds really good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, during work time, you can do that. It says, like, however, the best part is that some people do this during their work hours. Mm-hmm. So people in Scandinavia, they enjoy the great outdoors, but they can enjoy during their work time. Okay. I can't imagine my boss or
no.
even most bosses allowing people to like maybe take a hike during work, right?
No, for me, it's like impossible. It's like something you can do in free time. I mean, you're at work. You are here to work.
So you don't like this idea?
I don't know. I can't imagine how it would
yeah,
be like.
I think in Asia, like mm-hmm. it wouldn't really work that well because they might have the mentality like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm paying you to work, so you should spend your time working. instead of going out to have fun. But this is a part of their culture mm-hmm. because the outdoors and nature is very important to them for mm-hmm. their culture. So numerous companies in this region in Scandinavia, they actually organize outdoor meetings. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they even give employees 90 minutes once a week to enjoy the great outdoors.
Oh, okay. So it's not like all the time.
No, it's not like, okay, whenever you want to go, you can go. But you do have, for example, an hour and a half in this week. If you really want to go take a hike, yeah. if you really want to spend some time outdoors, you can totally do that with your company.
Yeah, in that case, that's a very good idea.
That's really nice. And plus, you can have a meeting outside. Yeah. I would imagine in Scandinavia, it would be more comfortable than Taiwan.
Yes, it's right? Too hot, too cold.
In the summer for Taiwan, it's way too hot to have a meeting outside. But it would be nice if the weather was right, that if people could work in the park or something.
Yeah,
think it does. Yeah, it helps
you
with your
ideas.
Yeah, and it helps you with your mood a lot as well. All right, so like I said, this lifestyle is very common to Scandinavians because it's a part of their culture. So sometimes for the Scandinavians, they actually find it funny when companies like Apple or Google try in their own offices and call it innovative, meaning that Apple and Google think it's a really, really fresh or new idea.
Yeah, for us, Asian is actually
yeah,
quite a fresh
I think
idea.
Yeah. Especially for people outside of the culture, we might think, wow, this is amazing. This is great. Because I don't think we were taught to appreciate, you know, outdoor nature, right?
No.
We don't really grow up with this culture. But for people living in Scandinavia, their landscape, you know, the way mm-hmm. their land looks like, it's very, very beautiful. And they're very lucky to have that kind of scenery. So maybe they grew up with the culture of you should appreciate it, you should appreciate it. So, yeah, I think that's quite nice.
Also, like work-life balance.
Yes, they care about that a lot.
Yeah.
So, but then as we were talking about this concept, they say that it's starting to change a little bit. And that's mm-hmm. also because of some of the modern things that happen. So let's take a look at our sentence.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这个北欧人呢，非常这个重视 outdoor 这个户外活动的这个 lifestyle 呢，开始有一点改变了。我们呢就看到我们第二句要翻译的，他说呢，科技似乎呢是一个问题，因为许多员工觉得让手机和平板电脑离身是非常困难的。
English says, it appears that technology is one problem, as many workers find it difficult to leave their phones and tablets behind. Okay, so let's take a look at the grammar point here. We use the phrase, it appears that, and it means it looks like that. So that's why we say it seems or it appears. So it appears that or it seems that we can use them because they both mean the same thing. So how would we use it? We say it appears that plus your sentence or it seems that and also plus your sentence as well. So we can say it seems that this movie is really popular. Tickets for it have already sold out.
那后面呢，我们在后半句看到 find it difficult 这个 is 呢，它只是当成虚受词的用法了。那真正的主词呢，其实是在后面加上的这个 to 加上原形动词或是 that 引导的子句。我们举个例子了， Colin finds it difficult to understand math, but his brother Tony is much better at it. OK, 柯林呢觉得数学很难懂，但是他弟弟汤尼在这个科目上则表现得好很多。
I stand with Colin. All right. But yeah, I can imagine for most, I think, young people now, like, we are all tied to technology. You cannot go anywhere without your smartphone or without something, some kind of technology involved.
No.
Yeah, right? I mean, even if you want to take a break from your cell phone or whatever, you want to, you know, cut yourself off from the internet, I find it kind of difficult sometimes because all these companies or anything related to work, they always there's some way that work finds you, right?
Like, yes.
You always have to be available now. It's not like before where they didn't have smartphones where you can just go home and nobody can bother you.
No.
Right now is people can bother you all the time if they really need to. So that's why I think I understand what they mean. Like, Scandinavians might feel like this concept is changing because many young people might want to travel instead, or they might have trouble staying away from their phones. And instead, young people want to meet new people and visit different cities or towns. Mm-hmm. They want to be somewhere that's more exciting instead of being in nature where there's nothing around you. But yeah, but I think there are still a lot of people who enjoy this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. There, of course. I mean, it is a part of their culture. Mm-hmm. So we can say it is still alive and well throughout Scandinavia. It means that people throughout this region, they still, of course, they love the great outdoors. They love to spend their time outdoors.
Yeah. If you're just sitting outdoors, not doing anything, I think I can.
You can do that
if
it's like at the beach or at the park.
Yes,
but you just don't want to walk. I know. You don't want to hike through the forest.
No.
it can be kind of fun as long as the mountain is not too high, I think.
No, the weather is
the lovely. The weather. So I think it just depends, but it would be really, I think it'd be a really cool concept to adapt in Taiwan, to let people relax a little bit, to let them out of the office and de-stress.
Yes.
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 8, Translation, September 14th. A healthy relationship is based on mutual respect rather than power and control. Neither person in a relationship should resort to threats or violence to control the other. When it comes to the Mid-Autumn Festival, most people in Taiwan consider a barbecue to be an essential part of the celebrations. There are many more ways to celebrate on this day, including eating mooncakes and appreciating the beauty of the full moon. What is friluftsliv? It's a Scandinavian concept that means open-air living. It refers to all kinds of outdoor activities and is a big part of life for people from Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland. Some people take hikes through local forests, while others go camping or fishing whenever they get the chance. Many people even do this during their work hours. Numerous companies in the region organize outdoor meetings, while some even give employees 90 minutes once a week to enjoy the great outdoors. Friluftsliv is so common in Scandinavian culture that many Scandinavians are amused when companies like Apple and Google test similar policies and call them innovative. However, there are fears that Friluftsliv is changing. It appears that technology is one problem, as many workers find it difficult to leave their phones and tablets behind. In addition, younger people prefer traveling, meeting new people, and doing other exciting things to relaxing in nature. Nevertheless, the Friluftsliv culture is still alive and enjoyed by millions of people throughout the region. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.